We know that Assad has used chemical weapons before, and you know Russia entered into an agreement in 2013 to stop that. I mean, Russia acknowledged that in 2013 when it acknowledged to try to stop that by Assad. The only question is whether he launched the chemical weapons attack that happened a couple of months ago. And I just want to ask you, press you a little further on this, because we all saw the video of the suffering, dying children. That was the reason that President Trump dropped the bomb. Do you deny, because Assad denies that those tapes are real. He's purporting to tell us not to believe our lying eyes. Do you believe those tapes are fake?
First, when President Obama and I agreed to work together to destroy chemical weapons in Syria, we assumed that Syria had it, but we never recognized that Assad had used it. So please be more precise. Secondly, as for those people who were killed or who suffered because of the use of weapons, including chemical weapons, this is false information. As of now, we are absolutely confident that this is just a provocation. President Assad didn't use chemical weapons. All of this was orchestrated in order to stage him, accuse him. Moreover, our intelligence services have got information that another district of Syria, not far from Damascus, there were plans to reproduce this scenario, and we made these plans publicly. Those who had been planning this action thought it better not to engage in these actions.
If I could just follow up on that, though, because the bodies of the victims were autopsied at Turkey's Andara Forensic Medicine Institution. The autopsies were witnessed by officials from the World Health Organization and from the Organization for the Prohibition of Chemical Weapons, and they concluded that the victims were attacked with sarin gas. Are we really to believe that the whole thing was staged, that everybody was in on it, the World Health Organization, the Forensic Medicine Institution, the Organization for the Prohibition of Chemical Weapons?
The answer is very simple, and you know it. Yes, sarin could have been used by someone, but not by Assad. It could have been used by someone in order to accuse President Assad. So we have to understand who is to blame. And otherwise, if there is no true investigation, it's only going to play into the hands of those who orchestrated it. I'd like to ask you a question. Why didn't everyone go right away to inspect the airbase to the spot where chemical weapons allegedly had been used? Why didn't they want to go to see the aircraft that had been allegedly used to perform this strike? The answer is very simple, because they were afraid that everything, the truth, would come to light. What you are telling me doesn't convince me of anything. It just persuades me that we'd better not engage in tug of war there or speculate. We've got to pull our efforts together to counter real threats, and we know what these real threats are. The US is very far. Yes, there was an explosion there. People suffered, which we offer our condolences. But we also know what terrorists is all about. We have seen its manifestation. And no one should try to use terrorists to address short-term political interests, even though there are attempts at that. Yes, there are attempts at using terrorists against, say, Assad. Why use them? Because no one else would fight. I do not think it's worthwhile using these terrorists today, because tomorrow it's going to cost you a lot. When Al-Qaeda was created in Afghanistan to fight against the Soviet Union, they didn't know that it would strike the US on 9/11. We've got to think about negative ramifications in the long term.